the Mutual Building. The new cafe is pleasant, though cluttered, by all the men and women attracted by low-priced coffee, who, when grabbed, release their tails and flee. There's snow everywhere. When is someone going to come clean this up? If you look up at the top of the tallest building, first you'll see a star, which is lit up at night and nice. And then you'll see some numbers. The first ones are the temperature, which is fine. Pigeons stay all through the winter, walk right in front of you along the ice. They get in your way, but it's fine. The second is the time, and here's the spiky thing. It's always wrong. No one seems to notice, but secretly everyone knows, and everyone keeps looking up and feeling bad inside. No one needs the wrong time in the sky when we're just trying to cross the street. A city parking enforcement van says it makes frequent stops. Do not tailgate. And even the little bundles of baby being pushed through the slush by women with no hats on their hair are thinking, I thought you weren't supposed to tailgate anybody in the first place. Now what am I supposed to think? Which is fine. Each day at 5:30, the man with the bedroll stands in the crook of the bank building directly above the heat exhaust. The first day, he said, any spare change? The second day, he just stood there with his hand out. It had a mitten on the end. The mitten was a light beige, the same color nearly as the stones in the side of the bank. But that's not the bank's fault. The next day, he won't even have his hand out. The day after that, it's entirely likely he'll become a statue. And that's how banks get the lions they have out front.